It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Judith Sears-Poisson. Coming up, we'll find out why bats deserve our affection and protection.
First, new data from the U.S. Department of Education shows that the graduation gap between white and black students in the 2013 and 2014 school year got bigger.
That makes Wisconsin's graduation gap the largest in the country. The graduation rate for white students in the Badger State is third in the nation, but our ranking for African-American students is 40th nationally.
State Superintendent Tony Evers created a task force to address the racial achievement gap in Wisconsin. And last year, the group called Promoting Excellence for All released their report. Damon Means is the chairperson for Promoting Excellence for All, and he joins us to talk about these new numbers and his work on the task force. Damon is also the superintendent for the Mequon-Thiensville School District. Damon, welcome back to Central Time.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
Well, what was your first reaction when you heard about these new numbers from the U.S. Department of Education today?
Well, I think the reaction is one of disappointment and just a sense of urgency being rekindled for our state to focus on closing our achievement gap, which we know continues to be the largest in the United States.
Now, in Wisconsin, according to this new data, there are other racial groups that did move up in terms of graduation rates. And it seems that in this case, African Americans are an outlier. Why do you think that is?
Well, you know, I think in terms of the state of Wisconsin, we have to keep in mind that African-American high school graduation rates did increase by 0.2%. The problem is that when you compare it to other subgroups, in particular Caucasian students also grew, and that created the gap. I think that we have to continue to work on finding solutions in the classroom to become more culturally relevant when teaching young people, but we also have to collectively as a community refuse to be color mute and clearly embrace the fact that we have children of color, specifically African American students across our state, who are not achieving at the level that they should achieve at. But at the same time, our task force title was Promoting Excellence for All, and I can tell you that in the Mequon-Thiensville School District, and what we tried to emphasize with our task force is that we have to look at all students and make sure that all students are achieving their true best and maximizing their potential academically, socially, and emotionally.
And you just used the phrase there, color mute, and that we should refuse to be color mute in our education system. What do you mean by that?
Well, what I mean by it is that typically, teachers will make the statement that I don't see color, that the struggles that certain students have based on the home environment they come from or what color they are should not matter, that once they're in the classroom, we should be able to teach students universally. And that's just not true. That's minimizing what those young people bring into the classroom that's unique to them. So it's imperative that we focus on the uniqueness of every child and make sure that we're reaching their full potential through tapping into their talents.
And the Promoting Excellence for All Task Force released their report last year, and you focused on four areas. Can you tell us about those areas?
Absolutely. So there were four areas we believe are high leverage focus areas. And the first is effective instruction. That's followed by family engagement, student-teacher relationships, and school and instructional leadership. We believe that when you utilize our toolkit, and we call it a toolkit, when you utilize our toolkit, that you can take strategies from our recommendations and really transform your school and your school district if you would like to close the achievement gap. I use the terminology, if you would like to close the achievement gap, because we also know that this is tough work and that it's going to take a long time. We will not have the ability to just snap our fingers and close the gap. It's going to take persistence on the role of educators to close the gap.
And what do you see as being some of the initial changes or moves toward those four areas improvement that you've seen in the last year since the report came out?
Well, what we're seeing under school and instructional leadership is a concerted focus on collecting data. Under school and instructional leadership, for example, data analysis is really important. And so what we're finding is that school districts all across our state are honing in and really focusing on collecting good data. We're finding that there's an increase in hiring instructional coaches across the state of Wisconsin. People are diving into our Promoting Excellence for All toolkit, and they're utilizing the strategies that we've highlighted. There are a number of different strategies under each of the four high-leverage focus groups and focus areas, and we would encourage any school or school district to utilize all of those areas. But we're finding that that schools and school districts are utilizing our strategies. We're very pleased about this element of progress for our state.
We're talking to Damon Means right now, superintendent of the Mequon-Thiensville School District and chairperson for the Promoting Excellence for All Task Force. He's talking about some new data out today showing that Wisconsin's graduation rate gap between white and black students is the largest in the nation. And Damon, we've been talking about some of these changes and areas of focus moving forward. And obviously, you can't change things overnight. Things take time to develop. But what sort of positive signs do you think that we're seeing despite these numbers?
Well, as I stated earlier, we do know that most of our subgroups in the state of Wisconsin saw an increase in high school graduation rates from the 2012-13 school year to the 13-14 school year. Unfortunately, as we stated earlier, we've also seen that increase within the majority of students, our Caucasian students, and that widened the gap between African-American and white students in Wisconsin. But there's some encouragement out there, and that encouragement is that we're seeing a slight uptick in high school graduation. But we need more. We need more progress for these young people. We know as a state that if we do not close the gap, that we're failing. We're failing our state in three major areas. The first is social justice. We're not living up to the social justice element that and promise that we all say that we want in our society. We're failing in terms of accountability. Educators must be accountable for ensuring that every student is reaching his or her academic potential. And then finally, we're failing from an economic standpoint. We are wasting human capital if we continue to allow Wisconsin, of all the states in the United States, if we continue to allow Wisconsin to have the largest achievement gap in the country, then shame on us because we're wasting human capital, and that should not be our status as a state.
Do you see any structural barriers that haven't been dealt with yet toward closing this graduation gap?
Well, I think, you know, when you look at our Promoting Excellence for All Task Force work, we honed in and focused on what we could do at the school level. And just this past August, our Promoting Excellence for All Task Force reconvened, and we met with deans of education, schools of education. I think the next step for our task force, if the business community is interested in sitting down with us, if legislators are interested in sitting down with us, it's imperative that we pivot and we start talking with corporate leaders, business titans of our state, to talk about how they can assist us in closing the gap. And at the same time, we would love an opportunity to sit down with our legislators to talk about how we can work together and not be on opposite sides of an ideological war, but to focus on how we can close the gap together, legislators and educators together.
Damon, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity and appreciate the chance to talk about how this state can move out of the worst situation in the country and improve ourselves in terms of closing the gap. Thank you.
That was Damon Means, superintendent of the Mequon-Thiensville School District and chairperson for the Promoting Excellence for All Task Force. He was with us to talk about new data out today showing Wisconsin's graduation rate has a gap between white and black students that is the largest in the nation.